Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I am definitely looking forward to some fun this weekend because we are going to be celebrating my nephew's first birthday.
Yay!
And I don't know what it is about the first birthday and why parents have to go crazy. And I'm guilty of this too. So that's why I thought it would be interesting to bring it up for Woman Wednesday. How crazy did you go for your kid's first birthday? Because with my nephew's party coming up this weekend, I've been talking with my brother and sister-in-law and they're like, yeah, we have about like 95 people invited.
Oh my
we
God.
Have a taco man. We have a tent set up for the backyard. And I tried to do the like sisterly thing. And I'm like, hey, let me tell you from experience that sometimes you go a little overboard with parties when you don't need to, because I know I did that with Carter's first birthday. And they're like, yeah, but it's his first.
How crazy did you go with Carter's?
Carter's birthday party, first birthday party, we probably had just as many people at that party than we did at our wedding.
Which is a rough number?
200 people.
What?
Yeah.
It was at his first birthday at your place?
And I'm telling you, this is why I give the warning. Yeah, it was at our house. We had a taco man. We had the jumper. We had the smash cake. You name it. Went crazy. And Carter slept through half of it.
Yeah, but he's 1 year old. I can't blame you for doing this because nearly all parents do it. My parents did it for my first birthday. I don't remember. I've just seen photos. They went crazy. It's almost the celebration of being a parent for a year rather than the kid's birthday, I feel like.
Well, and I mean, hey, that is kind of one of those like, hey, we did it. We made it a year. But I don't know, looking back with Colt at least, and I think the same was for Ollie, he was a pandemic baby. So his first birthday was during the pandemic. We couldn't have a huge party.
Yeah, my son's first birthday was May 2020. So right in the middle of lockdown, which was the only good thing about lockdown because my ex-wife would have gone crazy. She would have got absolutely nuts and I would have been going, what is wrong with you? But we just had the smash cake and the private event.
I don't know if I would have gone crazy with Colt because we went so crazy with Carter.
Well, he was my first.
That I was like, I don't know if that would have been, if we would have done it two times in a row. I think I would have learned my lesson. So I just want to throw it out there for Woman Wednesday. Your kid's first birthday party, how crazy did you go?
Did you have the donkeys, the magicians?
The donkeys? What kind of parties are you going to?
I went to my first birthday with donkeys once.
Okay. Hopefully you had ponies at your party.
Maybe that was the right word.
Okay.
I think I mixed up the wrong word. Sorry.
You can call or text us at 888-431-3764.
It's a Woman's Wednesday, and Kelly's attending her nephew's first birthday this weekend. But they're making it big. They're having, what, 95 people? So you're just giving them a little warning. I've been through that before. Just know what you're in for.
Well, at first birthdays, I don't know if it's a rite of passage or what. I did it with Carter, too. It was a huge party. I mean, Carter had a rager, but he slept through it.
Yeah, that's what most one-year-olds do. We did the same thing for my birthday. My son was born during the pandemic, so he couldn't quite do that. But it's almost a celebration of I'm a parent for a year, right?
Mm-hmm. Ralph and Hemet, how crazy did you go for your kid's first birthday party?
Our first son's birthday, we had a whole Western party. We got a mechanical riding bull, went all out with Western gear. And then we did the same thing for our other four kids for his first birthdays. Our other son, We did a whole petting zoo, wild animal petting zoo. We hired somebody to come out and bring some of the wild animals out and did a whole safari theme. Pretty much spent like $2,000 or $3,000.
Whoa. And I think that's funny. You talk about the first birthday party and you had a mechanical bull. Like your kid wasn't going to do that at 1 year old.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Jello shots, mechanical bull. Was there alcohol? I assume.
Yeah, it was fun. And people still talk about it today. It's about 12 years now.
And that's one of those things that if people are still talking about your party, you're like, hey, it was a good one.
A first birthday is like an adult sweet 16, I guess. 626, for my daughter's first birthday, they did something similar. They got a jumper, a mechanical bull, a lot of food, a big tent, And it was pouring rain the whole time, unfortunately.
Hey, I bet you still had a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, with a mechanical bull, you could still have fun. How crazy did you go for your kid's first birthday party? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's a Woman Wednesday, so I have decided that I want to talk about something special that is happening this weekend, that being my nephew's first birthday party. Ooh. His name is Tate. He's my little tater tot. And, yeah, he is getting ready to turn 1 year old. So I was talking with my brother and sister-in-law about first birthday parties and how outrageous they are.
Extravagant. Very extravagant.
And I don't know if this is the trend, if it's just more so with your first child versus your second child. Cole, my second, was during the pandemic, so we really didn't go all out. But with Carter, it was huge. We had just as many people at his party as we did as our wedding.
That's crazy, but I'm all for it. The 951 here is not, though. I think people in general overdo birthday parties, especially the first. It's not a party for the kids. It's for you. They're too young. They don't remember. And they are overstimulated, tired, and cranky. Everything she said there is completely true, but I'm still all for it. If you want to celebrate being a parent for a year and give something for the kids to look back on in photos when they're older, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't even think Carter's going to look back on his photos and be like, oh, yeah, that was great. I remember that, because he slept through most of his party.
Did you party, though?
Yeah, we had a great time. Yes. 951 says, my sister and brother-in-law are having a birthday party for my nephew as well this weekend. This is Jessica and Hemet. Check this out. First birthday party, they have a clown, a taco man. They even have a corn man and live music. They got the elote man going out there.
Oh, can I get an invite, please? I'd love to attend that.
Live music? Yeah, this is a party.
My son's first birthday, again, born during the pandemic, so we couldn't do anything. But I picked out this cool outfit for him, these Jordans, this little AC/DC shirt. And my ex-wife dressed him in like aqua sort of light blue bow tie, and I was so angry, and we had a fight about it, but I knew I wasn't going to win the fight, so I just had to deal with it.
Well, yeah, it's also not for you, it's for her, okay? She did the hard work there.
That's what I eventually decided, but I got my point across first.